So the sayings of God, the sayings of God. My son, why? Because my word are spirit and they are life. Amen. Mark 11, 23, 22, 3, and 4. Jesus told us we could say something. Didn't he say it? Mark 11, 23, Jesus 22, 3, and 4. I'm not going to spend a lot of time there. I don't think I am. But listen to it. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, for verily I say unto who? You. Say me. I say unto you, me. Whosoever. Whosoever. Now God said, pay attention to my saying. Now he's telling you, pay attention so you can talk like me. Say what I say. Now God didn't say to that chaos, oh my God, what am I going to do? He said, like me. Didn't he? And what happened to the chaos, the darkness? Now whosoever will talk like me, paraphrase, whosoever will talk like me to a mountain, this is what happened to the mountain. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what? Though things which he saith. Notice, Brother Hagin, when we was in Bible school, he pointed this out to us. That the Lord brought it up to him, brought the same thing to him. That there's three times of saying and believing. You have to say it a whole lot more than you believing is one and saying is a lot. And he said to people, my people hadn't missed in the believing so much, they're missing the saying. And we won't keep saying it. Hold fast to your confession. Don't waver in it. Just because the pain show up and consist, don't you change, because the word is true. The pain is the one lying. Because he said, by stripes you were healed, and that'll never change. And you just stay with it until that thing change. Do what you got to do. But don't you change from that word. Because God can't lie. God is not a man that what? He should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Has he said, shall he not do it? Has he spoken, won't he bring it to pass? You ever had anything that he spoke to you that he brought to pass in your life? Now why are you going to listen to those lies of Satan? If he lied about that, guess what? He lying about what he's saying now. Hallelujah. And he said, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever he saith. Notice what just about, there's not much of a shade of a difference between the two verses. One is saying and one is praying. He said, therefore I say unto you, this is verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, do what? Believe. When you pray, believe. If you pray, you got to say. You can't pray without saying. And that's why I can't get with those silent prayer. You ain't saying nothing. You are not saying anything. When you pray, say. Whether you pray quietly or loudly, you got to say. You can pray quietly, you can pray loud, and you can pray in between. But you cannot pray saying. Let's just bow here for a moment of silent prayer. It's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. See how people violate the scripture? You know where God ever said, bow your head for a moment of silent prayer. You can't find it in there. We got to stay with his saying. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. When you pray, believe that you receive them. When you do, when do you believe you receive them? When you pray. And then he said, you shall have them. Then he said, you shall have them. Hallelujah. Not, he didn't say you might. And that's where you have to take your stand. Because sometimes those things you're praying for, sometimes they'll manifest just like that. Other time it lingers. And you can't get weary in well doing. You got to stand your ground. Hallelujah. You got to stand your ground and say, God said it, and I'm going to keep saying it. And sometimes it takes a little while for you for the dawn or register on your spirit. That's why you have to keep saying it till it get on the inside of you. Hallelujah. I had the ice cream on the inside of me and I had to get it out. I could hear clearly. Amen. I was a pro at listening to that. When Hallelujah. When you were born again, God changed you on the inside. God changed you on the inside completely. I'm going to read that again. When you were born again, God changed you on the inside completely. Therefore, if any man be where? He is a new creature. God said that, didn't he? Then he went on to say, the old things are what? Passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Now, who's telling the truth? God. And that's where Satan will come in if you let him and take the advantage of you and let your flesh dominate you. He'll tell you, you ain't saved. If you were saved, you wouldn't be doing that. No, you are unlearned, untrained, and undeveloped. And if you don't get that word in you, you'll stay in that stage and you'll be beaten up in life, defeated in life, and never win. Although you are born again, but you'll live like an unsaved person. That's why he said, desire the sincere milk of the word. That baby cried for that milk. We don't have enough babies crying for the word. That baby cries when they get hungry. And the one that's have the baby, you just don't give that baby anything, do you? And that's why we as shepherd of God's people, we got to make sure we're giving them the right thing. We don't want to give them Blue John. So what in the world is that? Something that'll have no nourishment in it. Just a filler. Hallelujah. Time of strength needs to come forth. You don't have it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.